For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bessiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Kyle and Cameron from Bremerton are. Kyle and Cameron, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, two against one, a handicap match, brother.
They are here and you need to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Kyle and Cameron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
What color is in the middle of the rainbow?
Purple?
No.
Blue?
No.
Yellow?
No. Which English word is a combination of the first 2 letters of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
How many items are in a gross?
Pass.
Amity Island is the fictional setting for what 1975 adventure thriller?
Amityville Horror?
No.
Pass.
In what 90s year did Tiger Woods win the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year?
98?
No.
97?
No.
96?
Yes. Which state is located between Maine and Vermont?
Massachusetts?
No.
New Hampshire?
Yes. Who created Iron Man?
Stan Lee.
Correct. Which beer is from the land of the Blue Sky Waters?
Yours?
No. Guys, you got 3 correct this morning. 3 for me.
I don't think they are impressed with themselves.
But what will Steve Migs do? Are you ready, sir? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What color is in the middle of the rainbow?
Crap. Yellow?
No.
Green?
Yes. Which English word is a combination of the first 2 letters of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha, beta. Alphabet.
Yes. How many items are in a gross?
Nice. 24?
No.
36?
No.
69?
No. Yeah. Amity Island is the fictional setting for what 1975 adventure thriller?
Fantasy Island?
No.
Amityville Horror?
Nope.
Amity's Playhouse?
No. In what 90s year did Tiger Woods win the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year?
95.
No.
96.
Yes. Which state is located between Maine and Vermont?
New York.
No.
It's close. New Hampshire.
Yes. Who created Iron Man?
Black Sabbath.
No.
Well, Stan Lee.
Yes. Okay. What beer is from the land of the blue sky waters?
Is that Coors Light?
It's not.
Is that... Lowenbrow?
No.
I don't know. Budweiser?
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, and that is a victory. Let's go. 5-3. Sorry, Kyle and Cameron. Next time.
All right. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friends.
Look at that. Worthy competitors.
Yeah, I still beat them. That's all that matters.
Hey.
What was the blue sky one?
Hams.
Hams?
Yeah. Hams is the beer from the land of the blue sky waters. Also, Amity Island is the same.
Wait, let's go back to... Has anyone here had a Hams?
Yes!
You have?
You've never had a Hams?
No.
Really? I mean, it's not good.
Well, they sell it like it sounds like it's the most glorious beer ever.
It is a great tag. Amity Island is the fictional setting for Jaws.
Oh, I had no idea that was a...
Yeah.
All right.
And the number of items in a gross is 144.
Yeah, I would have been guessing forever to get to that.
Good job on your victory, Steve Miggs.
Thanks, that's all that matters.
We also have a sweet new piece of merch in the Rock Shop that involves this game, and it's called the I Beat Miggs shirt.
The shirt is awesome. Shout out to my friend Chris Dahl who created it. It definitely is a perfect representation of the game with the countdown clock, the lyrics to the song, the ridiculous drawing of me looking like I'm a Dogman character.
And the best part is you don't have to prove that you beat Miggs to get it. You can just go buy one at KISW.com.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Earlier this morning, a listener left us a voice message about throwing a Cinco de Mayo party, and they suggested the South End, Steve, so we asked for a bar to throw it at, and we received a bar. The manager of this bar is going to join us after AC/DC.
Can't wait.
So earlier this morning, we got this voice message through our Odyssey app about whether or not we had plans to throw a Cinco de Mayo party.
Are you guys going to be doing any sort of party for Cinco de Mayo? Maybe the weekend before or something? If you do, make it in the South End. I drove all the way up to Stanford for that parade. So let's make T-Dog drive to our hood, Miggsy.
Yeah, T-Dog. Miggsy and that voice message are saying that you need to come to Peoria. And we were talking about that, like, I got nothing going on the weekend before Cinco de Mayo. So that would be the 3rd of May?
Yes.
The 3rd of Mayo?
Yeah, the 3rd of Mayo. And yes. I do owe the South End a visit, honestly.
So now we just got to find a bar.
Apparently, we might have one. We got a call from Amanda from the Red Dog in Puyallup, and she's answering our prayers right now. Amanda, good morning.
Hello. How are you?
The Red Dog. Now, is that's the spot. I take my daughter a lot to Menchie's in Sunrise Village, and there's the spot like pretty much right across the street. Is that you guys?
That is us.
Oh, this is awesome.
I'm excited to learn what happens at the Red Dog, because the name sounds pretty awesome because I'm like a dog lover, you know? So what happens at the Red Dog in Puyallup?
Well, we have 40 taps, and we have a variety of beers, sodas, wines, nitro beers, ciders, and it's a lot of fun. We're owned by a dog named Red.
Okay.
How's Red as a boss?
Red is an incredible boss. We love Red.
It's like a you pour it type of a bar, right? Where you pour your own drinks?
Yes, you pour your own drinks, and it's by the ounce. You can try a wide variety of things. We always have great beers on tap. It's family friendly. There's games for kids, free popcorn. It's just an awesome atmosphere.
I mean, it's funny because there's been a few times where I've been leaving, like, I park like right in front of you, and almost every time I've run into a listener who's like, especially in the nice weather, because you have the spot where you could sit outside, and somebody would be eating food that looks just delicious, and like, hey man, I love the show, and then I'm like, how's the food? Because it was like relatively newly open, everyone would just rave about the food that you guys have there.
Yes, we have incredible food. We have an amazing dog menu. You can bring your dog, hang out on the patio, and the dogs can have dinner with you.
Oh, wait, my God, I'm bringing the dogs.
Okay, what is on the dog menu?
On the dog menu, they can get a top dog, and with a top dog, they get a Frisbee with a hot dog.
Oh, come on.
There is chicken and rice and peas and carrots. That's a cluck cluck for the dog. So, yeah, dog cookies, dog beer.
I might bring...
Please.
Look, we need to do the party there. you sold it on us. You got you pour it. You got a place for dogs. You got a dog menu. It's right across the street from Menchie's. It's in my neck of the woods. I'm 1,000% in with this. This sounds great. And I might have to bring DJ, my dog.
I think I'm going to, I don't know if I can bring two, but I'll bring one.
Definitely bring your dogs. We love the dogs. That's the best part of the job.
This just keeps getting cooler and cooler.
That is so awesome.
So May 3rd, Amanda, do you guys have any like special thing going on, or do you think we could we put this on the calendar?
Totally put it on the calendar. We are down 100%.
Oh, I'm down. You down?
I'm down. My dogs are down. Everybody's down.
Yeah, I check with DJ to make sure she's available. You know, sometimes she's got a lot of appearances.
Very popular.
She's a very popular golden doodle.
Well, ask her if I can have her autograph.
Yes. Oh, yes. My God. Paw prints.
Oh.
Yes. So what do we call this party, Steve?
I don't know. Well, it's not Cinco de Mayo, so we can't do that.
Because that would be false advertising.
Sunrise de Mayo. It's in Sunrise Village, right?
Sunrise Village.
Let's do Sunrise de Mayo. So it would be Saturday, May 3rd, over in Puyallup and Sunrise Village over at the Red Dog. And we'll just do it in the afternoon, maybe around noon. Sound good to you?
Sounds perfect.
Oh, this
noon
is
perfect.
Amanda, you rock. This is going to be a blast. And I love that we could bring our dogs.
And you just made our day, seriously.
Absolutely. I look forward to meeting you guys and meeting your puppies.
Yay!
Awesome. So, yeah, we'll figure it all out, but we'll get in contact with you and just... but. Lock in the date. Don't give it to any other radio shows that want to do a Sunrise de Mayo party.
Nope. Sunrise de Mayo is all you guys.
Awesome. Yes. Amanda, you rock. Thank you so much.
You guys totally have to bring your dogs.
I absolutely will.
I'm pretty sure I can make that happen. I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah, I have two and they're both gigantic, so I might have to do just one for like, you know, being able to manage. But I'm so excited. This is going to be a blast.
It's going to be chaos of dogs and all of us. That'd be awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to give you tickets to see Disturbed. They're doing the 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour at Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th. Daughtry's going to be in the house.
Yeah.
Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Disturbed. They are bringing their 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour to Climate Pledge Arena coming up on May 5th. And they're going to be joined by Daughtry. It's going to be an awesome night. Bill from Green Lake, you are our worthy competitor this morning. Let's see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be Taryn? Will it be Migsy? It's to you, T-Dog.
Oh, boy. Bill, are you ready to do this?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Here is your clip. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I did not hear anything.
Oh, okay. We'll do it again. We'll see if you can hear it this time.
Did you
hear it?
No, I did not hear anything. I could go turn my radio back on, but I'm on speaker. I don't hear anything.
I could reenact it.
Okay, do it.
Ding, I know where it's at. Here comes Jason to make sure maybe you're not hearing it through our board.
Are you playing it or is Steve playing it?
No, Danny's playing it. Ding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe Taryn can give you a hint and can walk you through it even if you haven't heard it.
All right, I'll give you a hint, Bill. I believe the album that this song was on was Whitey Ford Sings the Blues.
Yes, it was. I don't think that's going to help him.
The lead singer was...
Really,
the lead singer was formerly in House of Pain.
Oh, I'm not good with names or who went to where, and I'm drawing a blank. Am I going to be a loser?
No.
You might be one of the first losers we've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep trying because we have no integrity. So, Bill, how about it's a boxing brand.
Oh, good choice.
His name is also an iconic boxing brand.
Can I try to play it one more time? Because I think we may have fixed it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I heard it that time.
Do you know it?
Is it? Can I hear that one more time? I don't know what it's like.
Okay, you got the song.
The song title. You got the song. That? Okay. The artist.
Not Nickelback.
No. The artist. Okay. Do you think you know it?
Can you give me a hint?
I will give you a hint. So
help me with my integrity here.
The artist's name.
Oh, we're far past integrity at this point. We might as well just tell you the name of the artist.
The artist's name is kind of two words put together. The second word is not, to quote the movie, if you're not first, you're... Like, if you finished at the very end. Yeah. Yes? Yeah. Okay, so that's the second part of the artist's name. The first part of the artist's name rhymes with never.
Everlast. Yeah.
Bill, we had nothing but faith in you.
I know. You know how difficult it is actually being live on air? The jitters that I get doing this?
The pressure is on.
Oh, we know. We have to do it every morning. Every morning I think I'm going to soil myself.
And I appreciate you guys. I listen every day.
Thanks, Bill. All right. Well, now it's my turn. Now I gotta do this for you, Bill. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Oh, wouldn't it be great if Taryn can't figure it out and that's why he loses after all that? You know the artist?
It's Tool.
Okay.
Is it Schism?
Is it? I give up.
We're sending you to see Disturbed, yes, Bill.
Right on. Thank you.
Congratulations, my friend.
Bill, no one has deserved those tickets more than you.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you feel compelled to talk with us about, now would be the time to call 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Guns N' Roses.
Never last.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This fine morning, we have received texts and calls from our Rockaholics that we just haven't had a chance to talk about yet.
Yes.
But we are checking in with the Rockaholics right now, Steve. So please do call up if you'd like to chime in on something from today's show. If you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us, now's the time to call 206-803-ROCK.
And earlier, we were talking about autographs that mean a lot to you. And it was all based on because of the conversation about the Pope Francis passing away. And then we were watching a CBS News report about him passing away, and they gave this information about him.
Inmates kissed his hands, and he even signed one inmate's Bible. So good to see that in his final days. See,
one of the last days on Earth, he stopped at a prison to go meet with some of the prisoners, and they, you know, kind of had their moments, and one guy pulled out a Bible and was like, can you sign it? So people were sharing like some of their most prized autographs, because I got to imagine...
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe when he gets free, he's going to put it on eBay and make a ton of money off of that. Because that has to be like the last autograph from the Pope.
Definitely.
And he signed the Bible, which is crazy. But a few people shared their stories. They said, back in the mid-80s, when the Sonics were still around, my friend and I went to a basketball game, and Steve Rabel, he got his autograph when I was like 15. That was probably the most meaningful one that I can recall. Thanks, guys.
That's awesome.
Another person texted in at 206-803-ROCK and says, I have Bill and Hillary Clinton... plus Al Gore, all autographed on a poster, and it's legit.
That's pretty wild.
All you need now is Monica Lewinsky, and you got like the...
Everything is complete.
Right. I bet. Do you think she would sign it?
Yes.
I feel like she might sign it. I don't know if Bill Clinton would sign it if you saw Monica Lewinsky's autograph was on it, but I feel like you got to get Bill's first, then get Monica.
Slick Willie. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and on this same topic, John from Federal Way wants to talk about an autograph he got. What's that autograph, John?
I got an autograph, Sounders jersey from the number 3 goalkeeper, Josh Ford, in 2012.
That's rad!
Oh. Wait, where did you meet him?
My wife and I went to a Sounders reserve match at Starfire. It's a good chance to meet the players, and I'm a goalkeeper myself in the old man's league. And so I asked Marcus Hanneman, the number 2 goalkeeper, if he wanted to exchange jerseys. He politely declined. Josh Ford stepped up and goes, here, have mine. Give him a Sharpie. He signs it. I have it to this day.
Do you ever wear it, or do you keep it safe?
He's a little bit smaller than me, so my wife likes to wear it to the matches sometimes.
Nice.
Now, did you actually get...
I'm sorry.
I was just saying, did you actually give him your jersey? Did he take it?
He declined that. It's probably smart on his part. But to this day, I wear number 29 when I'm on the pitch.
That's very cool.
Thanks, John. Rock on.
I love that. That was his go. Like, he's like, hey... I'll swap jerseys with you.
I don't need your jersey.
That's all. Do you have an autograph that you...
Yes. So Brad was... my husband was emceeing an auction one time, and he's perusing the silent auction.
Okay.
And there was an autographed Rush poster, like this giant Rush poster. And nobody had bid on it. So he felt compelled to bid on it because it's his favorite band in the world. Well, then nobody else was bidding on it.
Okay.
So all of a sudden this is like hundreds and hundreds of dollars though. And so Brad had to call me and be like, hey, I know you're going to be kind of mad. I spent a bunch of money on something, but I think you're going to be really happy with what it is.
Right.
And it was this with the certificate of authenticity, everything. It's got all 3 of their autographs on there, and it hangs in our office proudly.
Are you willing to share how much? Or can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go $300.
I think it was just over $300. It might have been like $350.
That sounds
or something
about
like
right
that.
For like that. Like for an, I mean, it's for a good cause.
It's for the children. It was for the children.
Oh, no. I meant your house to be on display. Yeah. That's a good cause. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Josh from Tacoma, you say it's not an autograph, but what did you get from Jerry Cantrell?
I got his guitar pick. We're at the painting the grass, and I just won the Beat Migs Weenie Toss.
Yeah,
and over there, and it was like just me and Jerry Cantrell, and I'm like, I don't have anything to sign, and he pulled out this guitar pick, and it says JC on it, and it's really neat. I'm keeping it forever.
Honestly, that might even be cooler than getting an actual autograph from him.
I agree 100%.
And I heard that's what he does. Have you heard about that?
Is he like a germaphobe?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more of he cares about his time.
Ah.
And if I remember correctly, I might have it wrong. I heard it from some people that know him. He keeps like a pocket full of guitar picks because if he signs an autograph, somebody sees that, then they want an autograph, then the next person, or a picture as well.
Next
thing you know, he's Jerry Cantrell. Of course, there's going to be a bunch of people that want to meet him and talk to him. But if he just hands them a guitar pick, it's quicker. It's a cool moment.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, that's brilliant.
See, I was thinking maybe he was a germaphobe that didn't want to shake hands or something like that. And that's why he was handing out guitar picks instead of like touching people's hands.
But then there's going to be some kind of an inadvertent touch.
Do you like an inadvertent touch, Steve?
I have nothing to say about that.
The Daily Mix Show.
Danny, welcome back from vacation. You came back with some bling, and we're going to tell you about it at 9:50. Danny is back from vacation. You're down in Albuquerque and you walked in here this morning with some new bling bling.
Yeah, I put my sunglasses on. It's so shiny in here.
I got my ears pierced finally, guys.
You know what's funny is that when I saw you say that, I thought originally you got Lily's ears pierced. When you sent the text to us while you were on vacation, I'm thinking, oh, that's cool. Like, I hope I never have to do that with my daughter because it kind of terrifies me. But and then I realized, oh, no, wait, your daughter has her ears pierced.
Well, fun story, Steve. You were right in both ways. I got my ears pierced and she got her ears pierced again for the second time.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah, we it ended up being like a daddy-daughter date that we didn't even really plan to do. We ended up just going. I was like, hey, Lily, want to go get my ears pierced? And she was like, yes. And she got like that like devious little smile of like, yes. And I was like, oh, sweet. So we went, got my ears pierced. And as we're there, she's like, Dad, do you think I could get a second piercing in my ears?
And I was like, great if you're like, absolutely not. You're not allowed to get your ears pierced ever. Wait a second, you hypocrite. What's going on here?
Yeah, but and I was like, I mean, I'm fine with it. Text your mom. So she texts her mom. Sure enough, her mom was like, yeah, go ahead.
Is Dad paying for it?
Dad paid for it, of course.
How much does it cost to get your ears pierced in 2025?
Let's not talk about that, Taryn Daly. No, for mine, it was because I did. I don't really know. I think it's because of the jewelry I picked. Mine was right around $200.
Whoa.
Hers was right around
$100. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, that's an expensive daddy-daughter day.
It was. Well, that wasn't even half of it.
You should just do what we do and go to Menchie's. It's a lot cheaper.
So was this one where they do it with like a gun, or did you do it with the hollow needle?
Full on hollow needle. And I got the two different colored earrings that I've been wanting for a while.
Let me guess, black and orange.
Hey, black and white.
So you've never had your ears pierced before?
Never once.
That's crazy. So here you are, you know, in your 30s.
Yeah.
Like some would say that ship has sailed. Yeah. I'm not saying that as a guy who does a lot of dumb things in my age. Like I'm definitely not one to tell you that you should be falling in line for what your age dictates. But that's kind of crazy.
I call it my midlife crisis because I'm not at the midlife crisis yet.
Well, we don't know when you're going to go.
That's
so
fair.
You could be.
That's fair.
Did you ever have your ears pierced back in the day, Steve?
No.
You've never only did your eyebrow.
If Tatum wants to get her ears pierced now, maybe I'll pull that.
You should.
And I'll get them with her.
Dude, it actually didn't hurt that bad. It was one of those, like, I was expecting it to be really bad. Like, I thought I was going to, I don't know why I thought it was going to be really bad. And I barely even felt it.
Because I was going to ask, would you know what's worse? The gun that they do at like a Claire's, or when you go somewhere that's like actually has like a piercer, like the, you did it that way with the, like, someone putting like, you know, a sharp needle through you.
Yeah.
Here's what I really want to have happen. When your daughter's asked to get their belly buttons pierced when they're older, I want you guys to get your belly buttons pierced too.
As long as I can get the little zipper charm, I'm in. The Daily Mix Show.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here. Good morning. Although you should probably have the day off because it's your birthday.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to do anything today.
Yeah.
It's your birthday today.
Ryan!
Someone texted me this.
This is the greatest thing ever.
It's so great.
Ryan!
Closest mates. It's your birthday today.
Who? Ryan!
Yeah. Happy birthday! Hey,
thank you. More importantly, did you bring us burritos for your birthday?
I did not.
What a jerk.
So selfish. So selfish. Always thinking about himself.
Ryan! Ryan!
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. He wasn't...
It's a terrible joke. I can't do it. It's too soon. I was going to say, the Pope could have waited one more day to celebrate your birthday, but he sadly passed away yesterday, or earlier this morning.
Yeah, that's not a great...
There's really no good transition to making
Happy
that...
Happy birthday, Ryan. Well, the Pope died yesterday.
Anyway,
so epic.
88 years old. Died on Easter Monday. Left a lasting impact on the Catholic Church. Controversial for some, but I think awesome for others. Because what did he believe in, which was kind of crazy? Being inclusive and like not judging people and just caring for everybody. And I thought that was pretty cool about him. But he sadly passed away.
After nearly 20 years set up in Seattle's Queen Anne neighborhood, Top Pot Donuts is going to be closing that location this Sunday, April 27th, because the lease is up.
I got to imagine it's a rent thing again.
Yeah, I would think so. Stories, yeah. Ballard and South Lake Union, those locations are going to stay open, so no need to fret.
People are freaking out also about Red Robin because, you know, they're doing this $20 bottomless burger pass. It sold out like immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Some are saying that it was harder to get the burger pass ticket than it was to get a Taylor Swift ticket. That's saying a lot.
And I want one of those more than a Taylor Swift ticket.
I agree. Although, I guess the website crashed. One person mistakenly was charged $682 for this burger pass.
That's like 10 burgers at Red Robin. with my bar tab.
It's a very solid point. And then Buffalo Wild Wings is like, you know what? You're going to do these $20 bottomless burger passes. We're doing $20 all-you-can-eat boneless wings. And that's happening on weekdays, but you can't share.
So how does the bottomless burger pass really work?
I don't know. I just knew that I would never be able to get it.
You eat as many burgers as you want. And
like
then
in one sitting?
Diabetes.
Right? Like, it sounds like it's really promoting some unhealthy lifestyle.
Like, we got an idea for a promotion. We'll just basically give somebody, hey, $20, eat all the burgers you want, but we know they're just going to never want to come back eating all the burgers that
it's
they want.
It's a ton of fun, and yeah. You are too.
Hey, the Mariners ended up winning. That was very exciting. They won their fourth series. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. Check out our Daily Migs Daily podcast. We talked to Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. about how great the team has been playing as of late. And also the Sounders won this weekend.
Yeah, that was a great game.
3-0. Seattle. I was go there. Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, good time. Do you remember it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Everything up to halftime. And nothing happened after halftime, so I didn't miss anything. It's perfect.
It's your birthday.
Who?
As far as weather, hitting a high of 56 degrees. Going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The birthday boy, Ryan Castle, is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded.
99.9 KISW.
Music incoming. Please keep your arms and legs inside the ride at all times.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.